Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
If you would please open your Bibles to the Gospel according to Mark. We're going to start in chapter 6 at the end of the chapter, beginning in verse 53, and then read into the 7th chapter. Mark chapter 6, beginning in verse 53, this is God's Word. "When they had crossed over, they came to shore at Gennesaret and anchored there. As they got out of the boat, people immediately recognized him. They hurried throughout that region and began to carry the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. Wherever he went, into villages, towns, or the country, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch just the end of his robe. And everyone who touched it was healed. The Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around him. They observed that some of his disciples were eating bread with unclean, that is, unwashed hands. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, keeping the tradition of the elders. When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they have washed. And there are many other customs they have received and keep, like the washing of cups, pitchers, kettles, and dining couches. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked them, 'Why don't your disciples live according to the tradition of the elders, instead of eating bread with ceremonially unclean hands?' He answered them, 'Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites. As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commands, abandoning the command of God. You hold on to human tradition.' He also said to them, 'You have a fine way of invalidating God's command in order to set up your tradition. For Moses said, honor your father and your mother, and whoever speaks evil of father or mother must be put to death. But you say, if anyone tells his father or mother, whatever benefit you might have received from me is Corban, that is an offering devoted to God, you no longer let him do anything for his father or mother. You nullify the word of God by your tradition that you've handed down. And you do many other similar things.' Summoning the crowd again, he told them, 'Listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a person from outside can defile him. But the things that come out of a person are what defile him. When he went into the house away from the crowd, his disciples asked him about the parable. He said to them, 'Are you also lacking in understanding? Don't you realize that nothing going into a person from the outside can defile him? For it doesn't go into his heart, but into the stomach and is eliminated. Thus he declared all foods clean. And he said, what comes out of a person is what defiles him. For from within, out of people's hearts, come evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, evil actions, deceit, self-indulgence, envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these evil things come from within and defile a person. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Jesus had worked a miracle feeding the multitude. Then that was a very public miracle. Then he had worked a private miracle that only the disciples saw. They were the ones who were in the boat when Jesus came walking on the water to where they were. When Jesus gets to the other side with his disciples, people come from all around and they bring with them those whose needs are obvious. People who are being carried on mats, people who are very, very ill, and Jesus heals them. Notice it says, everyone who touched the edge of his garment was healed. Now, I mean, that's amazing, and it's very public, and it is the kind of thing that in our day we would say goes viral, okay? Because what's happening is the word is spreading. The more miracles Jesus does, the more people are coming to receive miracles. Funny thing, it seems that back in this era, everybody had needs. Do you think that's still true today? You better believe it. If you feel as if you're the only one who's got problems, you are mistaken. All around you, people are hurting. All around you, people are concerned about not just their situation, but the problems of other people they care about. It has always been that way ever since the fall, ever since we made a mess of things by disobeying God. The evil in this world has taken a horrible toll on humanity. And sickness and suffering are everywhere on the planet. And the reason is because man has broken relationship with God. We are spiritually dead at birth. We need a Savior. So, Jesus has been healing and healing and healing. And some of the Pharisees and scribes who'd come from Jerusalem gathered around him and they're watching. And they're looking not for how can we learn to be more like Jesus. They're looking for something they can criticize. What can they say? Well, they don't accuse Jesus of eating with unwashed hands. I don't know if that's because Jesus washed his hands in the ceremonial fashion, or if Jesus just didn't eat in front of them, I don't know. But they saw that some of Jesus' disciples didn't do the hand washing thing. Now, how many of you know that Pastor Wood hates germs and wants everybody to wash their hands before they eat? Okay, we all know that. But how many of you have also seen certain people who engage in sort of a special handshake? You know, boom, 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 huh? Have you seen that? Okay, we got a special handshake going on there. Well, these folks had a special hand washing process. It wasn't just getting rid of the germs. Even if your hands were already clean, they went through this elaborate ritual washing. It wasn't that Jesus' disciples were doing things that were really gross. The problem is that Jesus' disciples didn't do the ritual. They didn't follow the Jewish customs that had been established not by God, but by the religious leaders who love to impose rules on other people that they would be good at following. Instead of focusing on what does God want me to do, they were busy jumping through the hoops that they had learned growing up. So they ask Jesus, and it's not a friendly question. They said, why? Why don't your disciples do what they're supposed to do? They don't wash their hands in the ceremonial way. And so he answered them, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you. Now if he'd said just that, I'd say, ooh, sticking it to him. But he didn't. He said more. He said, Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites. I mean, that's strong. Isaiah prophesied correctly about you hypocrites. And then he quotes Isaiah. As it is written, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. They worship me in vain, teaching as doctrines human commands. Wow. Jesus says, when you read that in the scriptures, and believe me, the Pharisees knew the scriptures on their terms. They overlooked all kinds of stuff. Jesus would often say to them, your problem is you don't know the Bible. You don't know the scriptures. But it wasn't that they hadn't memorized it. Some of you are memorizing lengthy passages of scripture. God bless you. That thrills my heart. I'm so glad you're memorizing the Bible. But let me tell you, it's possible to be able to stand there and recite it and still not know it. They could quote the scriptures, but they didn't have a clue what it meant because all the scriptures point to Jesus. Now they're in the presence of Jesus and they're looking to find fault. They're not saying, oh, praise God, Messiah has come. They're saying, did you see that guy over there? That one and that one and that one didn't wash their hands the way we do. People are touching the hem of Jesus' garment and being completely healed, all of them. And they're looking and saying, you know, those guys didn't wash their hands the right way. It's not that their hands were dirty. It's that they didn't follow these phony baloney religious rules. Commands that God had not given, but that people had invented. Because you see, if I've got a bunch of man-made rules that I can follow, it's a distraction from God's rules that I don't follow. I feel like a rules keeper. Okay? I'm doing the right thing. And it's a made-up game. Can you imagine if somebody went in the military and instead of following the rules that the military teaches, they said, no, I learned this really neat video game and I'm going to pretend I'm a ninja and follow the rules of the game. How long do you think they'd last on the battlefield? They wouldn't get to the battlefield. You understand? You can't just take the rules from over here and say, I'm going to live by those. Now I don't have to follow yours. It's not the way it works. God, the creator of all things, the sustainer of all things, the ruler of all things, and the judge of all men, God says, this is what I want you to do. And these folks came up with a different set of rules. And they would actually ignore what God said and violate what God said in order to follow their rules. Now that is very sad. And it was going on here, and it still goes on in our day.
Thank you for listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood.
Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
So, Jesus said, you abandon the command of God and you hold on to human tradition. You have a fine way of invalidating God's command in order to set up your tradition. And he uses as an example the fact that we're supposed to honor our father and mother. And these guys said, look, whatever you were going to spend on your parents, if you'll just give it to us, that's good with God. Okay? Jesus said, you're in trouble with God. Because God already said what he wanted done with that. God says, this is how you're to live your life. The religious people said, no, 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 you don't need to do that. Here, do this instead. And there were people who were falling for it. Let me tell you something. God's word is to be obeyed. And you need to see what God says. Now, Jesus says something else in here that was revolutionary. Jesus told them, he gathered the crowd together, summoning the crowd again, verse 14. He told them, listen to me, all of you, and understand. Nothing that goes into a person from outside can defile him, but the things that come out of a person are what defile him. Jesus said, it's not what you eat, it's how you live. And Jesus gives some examples of the kinds of things that defile a person. He says, evil thoughts. What's the first thing he lists? Evil thoughts. Do you know you're responsible for what you do with your thoughts? You say, well, Pastor, well, I can't help it. Sometimes I have thoughts I shouldn't have. Yeah, but what do you do with them? Do you embrace them? Do you entertain them? Do you fantasize about them and try and build, you know, well, if I did this and then I could, oh, wow, you know, then I could. That's a problem. Evil thoughts, sexual immoralities, thefts, murders, adulteries, greed, evil actions, deceit, self-indulgence. Self-indulgence. What does that mean? It means basically just pampering myself. And we've got a culture all around us that tells us basically that's what we ought to do. Okay. You deserve it. Okay? You've got to look out for number one. Self-indulgence means that we put our pleasures ahead of the needs of others. And that's a problem. Envy, slander, pride, and foolishness. All these things, all these evil things come from within and defile a person. We'd spend a long time here, but I want you to see one main point. Those things don't come to you from outside. When you and I do things we shouldn't do, it's because it starts in here. We've got wicked hearts. The Bible says the heart is deceitfully wicked above all else. Who can know it? We're not just plagued with a sinful heart. Our heart is more sinful than we even understand. We desperately need Jesus. We need to be born again. We need a brand new life. Not just a little improvement, a few tweaks here and there. Jesus said, the things that defile a person are those things that come from the inside. And all of us have got that problem, not just some. So, in the process of saying this, look at verse 19. Jesus declared all foods clean. Jesus was initiating a new covenant. Remember what he said about wineskins? Remember what he said about putting a patch on a worn-out garment? Jesus has initiated a new covenant, and under the new covenant, it's not about what you eat. All those laws, the dietary laws, the ritual laws, all those laws were designed in order to show the people what holiness meant, that they were set apart, they were different, they were not like everybody else. And by the way, those laws were kind. God gave them laws that were beneficial for their health. So Jesus is saying we can eat pork? Yeah. But you do need to cook it extra well, because it's more likely to have trichinosis than, say, beef or chicken.
Pastor Wood, I've seen you eat pork.
Yes, I do eat pork sometime. And in the Lord, I am free to eat pork, ham, bacon, lots of stuff that comes from pigs. But I recognize the fact that the rules God gave the Jews were beneficial. We are no longer bound by the Jewish laws. But don't think that they were stupid. The stuff God told them was beneficial, because God is wise and loving. But Jesus tells us now that all foods are clean. That means I can go to Cracker Barrel and have the catfish instead of the cod. It means that I can go to Cracker Barrel and have the bacon. It means that I am not bound by the dietary laws. But one of the things I'm warned against is self-indulgence. So even when it's a buffet and one price includes everything on the buffet, it doesn't mean I'm supposed to eat all the bacon in the dish that's there on the buffet. Do you know what I mean? That would be self-indulgence. Now I'm telling you, having grown up poor, when I go through that line and I see a mountain of bacon, the only thing that is going to keep me from eating too much bacon is if they didn't do a good job cooking it. Okay? That's sad. But greed and self-indulgence, if that comes out at the breakfast bar, that makes me a dirty man. So I've got to say, Lord, help me to say no to my own appetites as an expression of my love for you. It's not about whether or not I can eat bacon. It's about how much bacon am I going to eat. Amen? Amen? So, Jesus was manifesting the power of God as he healed all who were sick. The religious leaders were looking at this, and instead of worshiping the Lamb of God, they were trying to find something to criticize. And the only thing they could find was that some of Jesus' followers didn't follow a bunch of man-made rules. They weren't doing anything morally wrong. They were just making the religious folks uncomfortable because they didn't do the ceremonial hand-washing. Let me ask you, when you look at what God is up to, are you looking to be a part of it? Or are you looking for an excuse not to enter in? If you're looking for an excuse not to do the will of God, you'll find it. You'll find it. You can always find something to criticize. But if you want to see what God's doing and be a part of it, let me tell you, it's happening all around you. God is at work. And you can rejoice in that and be a part of what God is up to. That's my prayer for you.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE. Or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.